Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
A very interesting talk is going to be taking place in a short while, and that's around the Bricha movement. Now, I didn't know of this. I didn't know of the name. Michael Kranzdorf is chairman of the JNF. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. It's incredible how there are so many pockets of our own history that many of us are just unaware of.
Morning, Howard. Thanks. Exactly. I think the Bricha movement is sort of one of the most untold stories, I think, in modern Jewish history. It's about how the Zionist movement was able to rescue 300,000 Holocaust survivors from Europe after the war and bring them to Israel, which is quite an amazing story.
Give us a little bit more context about it. Tell us about the movement. When did it operate? Who was behind it?
So, you know, after the war, there were many refugees in Europe, many of them Jewish, obviously people that had survived the camps or had been in hiding. And the Zionist movement decided that it was important to rescue these people and bring them to the state of Israel. And the early origins of the Mossad actually came about through this movement. It was known as Aliyah Bet, or the illegal immigration. So the Jewish agency sent representatives clandestinely to Europe to gather intelligence about where these refugees were coming from, and set up routes to basically get them out. Many of them were stuck behind the Iron Curtain in the Soviet Union, and they needed to be smuggled out of Eastern Europe and walked thousands of kilometers to get to ports in Italy. In Genoa was a port, a common port used, and finally taken on ships to Israel. But if you will recall, in that time, Israel was under mandate by the British, and Jewish immigration was restricted. So a lot of these people had to be smuggled actually into Israel. Many were caught by the British and put in quarantine in Cyprus, in camps in Cyprus, in DP camps in Cyprus for a long time. So it's quite a remarkable story. And then eventually, when, you know, their turn came and enough public pressure was put on the British, these people were taken to Israel, and many of them, out of the camps, you know, were retrained and fought in the War of Independence. And it's quite a remarkable story of determination and survival and ingenuity and redemption. And so it's quite inspiring. I know, you know, it's, things are tough at the moment here in South Africa. And I think it's going to be tonight. It's tonight, at 7 o'clock. We've got our webinar, and I think it's going to be a very inspiring story for all of us. I think we can do with a bit of inspiration at the moment.
Absolutely, absolutely right. So who's going to be participating? Who are the speakers this evening?
So we've got actually one of the leading Holocaust historians, Professor Bauer. He's Yehuda Bauer. He's in his 90s.
Wow.
And he's still active. He's really the father of modern Holocaust history. And he's going to be one of our guest speakers. He's written a book on the Bricha movement, and he's agreed to speak. So that's quite an honor. It's, you know, not he spoke at the UN last year on anti-Semitism, but it's rare that he does public engagements. So he was really excited about it. And we've also got a lady in Israel who's head of the Bricha commemorative movement. Her father was actually involved in organizing the rescue. So he was a part of the Jewish agency, and he was the head of intelligence that actually set up those clandestine networks and sent the people to Europe to work out the path and gather the intelligence about where the refugees were and how to smuggle them out. So it's very personal for her, and she's also been very involved in commemorating the Bricha movement. And then, you know, the JNF has sort of taken this project on. It was the brainchild of our former chair lady, Ayla Feldman. Mm-hmm. It was very close to her heart. Her husband was actually on the Bricha. Her late husband was
amazing.
Actually on the Bricha trail. He was rescued, right, as part of the Bricha movement. So we've raised money, and we've built a trail in Israel, in the Carmel Forest, to commemorate this actual, you know, movement of how the people went around Europe, the path they took around Europe to get out of Eastern Europe to Israel. And so we've got someone from KKL who will take us through actually the trail and the memorial that we've built in the Carmel Forest, so we can see, you know, how that's being commemorated. And yeah, so it should be a really interesting evening. And we've got some footage also of Maud Perlov, who some people know was a South African Gulag survivor, telling about he was also part of the Bricha movement, and telling about his journey from Eastern Europe to Israel as part of the Bricha movement.
Absolutely incredible. So how does somebody register? How do they find out a little bit more about it?
We're partnering with the Zionist Federation. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the Zionist Federation homepage, you'll see the talk is called The Great Jewish Escape. And you can go into the Zionist Federation homepage and click and register. So it's tonight at 7 p.m. I know we're all a little bit whisker-zoomed, but I think this is a really inspiring story. And as you said, something that we don't really know. So
it's interesting, I must tell you that being involved in a lot of these sort of these seminars and these webinars and Zoom things, what I do find is that, you know, you use the expression oisgezoomed, in like we've had too much of these webinars and Zooms. What I find is that there's a very, very real interest that people have in learning stuff and gaining knowledge. It's not about entertainments. I think the ones that offer entertainment are the ones that people think, do I really want to go and listen to be entertained? I can watch it on Netflix, YouTube, BritBox, DSTV. I can get my entertainment. But when you offer something that is unique and that gives us a little bit of knowledge that we didn't have before and exposes us to something or gives us a skill or, as I say, you know, knowledge about something, I think that those are the events that are successful because people want to be stimulated to learn something and to be inspired. So I think that you will see a good turnout, and I certainly hope that you do, because it's a very, very interesting conversation. Michael Kranzdorf, thank you, as always, Chairman of the Jewish National Fund, the JNF, speaking to us this morning.